You're listening to UNICEF Radio. Let's talk children. I'm Blue Cheveny, reporting from the Children's World Water Forum in Mexico City. It's the second Children's World Water Forum, and children with inspiring stories spend 4 days telling each other about their water projects back home. Each day, they make a few more friends from across the globe, and the shy ones start to come out of their shells.
Suno dadu, suno ho bhai, swastha jivan, sakuja banai. Suno dadu.
Shanta Chowdhury is a beautiful 14-year-old girl from the Taru tribe. She lives in Dikpur village in the Dang district of Nepal and is the chairperson of the sanitation club at her school. She's singing a song she wrote with other members of the sanitation club, imploring others in her community to use toilets and to wash their hands with soap in order to live a long life.
My name is Shanta Chowdhury. I'm from Nepal. I'm 14 years old. Gaon, samaj ra school sabai tira sar safai garera hami dirghajivi
bhayera. My water and sanitation program is all about the longevity of people in the community, in school, and the rest of society. We've already had a lot of success. In my catchment area, it used to be that only 35% of homes had toilets. Now it's 70%. And we've built a fence around the school ground so we can grow flowers. And in our village, there used to be much more gambling and drinking. But since the sanitation program began, that has really decreased.
When the sanitation program started, it was just in the school. But once it succeeded, they extended it out into the larger community. Now she works not only in her village, but in surrounding villages.
In my community, there is a lot of poverty. My tribe, the Tarus, don't even own their own land. We till the land of others. But there is a growing awareness of hygiene and health. The child-to-child program really works. And now, after some initial hesitance, the adults are getting interested and listening to us as well as the children. My family of 7 brothers and sisters has always supported me and encouraged me to look out not only for myself, but to care about the good of others. I am the youngest child.
Shanta has gained no small amount of personal satisfaction from being in charge of the sanitation program. She says it has helped boost her self-confidence. She thinks this is especially important for girls in her culture.
Now I can speak out like this. I've grown into leadership qualities, and I've changed the behavior of my friends and others. The school is cleaner, and all of this gives me such happiness.
Shanta is very happy to be in Mexico with a chance to hear about other similar projects initiated by children around the world.
I don't know what's in the mind of the other children, but I imagine that everyone is here because they want to live a long life and a healthy life. Everyone wants to do their own bit to improve the world for the future. When we come together in this way, we can come up with solutions.
When we finished talking, we were joined by Shanta's friend from Nepal, Suresh, a boy from Pumdi Bumdi village in the Kaski district.
My name is Suresh Bral. I'm 13 years old. I'm from Nepal. Jinga piriri, jinga piriri. Hamile khane bhatako talma jinga piriri.
He sang a song for us that he uses in his sanitation club about the importance of cleanliness for food and of toilets in homes. For UNICEF Radio, I'm Blue Cheveny in Mexico. Unite for children.
Hamile khane bhajako talma jhinga.